Strap yourself in, because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Yes, sir. Reading you loud and clear. Clear. The clock has started.
Episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome to this week's Smallcast Podcast. This podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. I'm your host, Just Nate, and this week we have DK. Welcome, DK.
Thank you, Nate.
And we have a special guest.
Yes. First of all, we've been laughing our butt off because he's freaking out about being on. He's having an anxiety attack over here about being on a podcast.
So much where he lost all his hair.
So what this podcast is about is, who is Doug Hinckley?
Dougie Dog.
And Doug Hinckley, better known as International Man of Mystery, savant, world traveler, voted as his neighborhood sexiest man 2 years in a row.
Oh, hold on. He wrote down here, he's an executive advisor, he's a CEO, and...
Scribble.
I can't read that.
I'm the CEO of my own company, the Sierra Group.
That's right.
Is it Sierra spelled with an S?
No, my Sierra Group is spelled with a C.
Okay, how do you spell Sierra so people know?
C-I-E-R-A, the Sierra Group.
The Sierra Group. All right, so we're welcoming Doug Hinckley, who is actually a very good friend of ours and also a mentor.
He used to be a good friend of ours. This might end it right here.
So, Doug, tell us a little bit about yourself. You are the CEO of your own company. You also are a consultant, right? What all do you do?
You want me to tell you about me?
Let me tell you, when I was born, or my history? No, we don't want all that. Just what are you doing today?
That would take a long time.
No, I appreciate
being
here.
Where were you born?
Thank you for bringing me here.
Where were you born?
Reno, Nevada.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I got married in Reno.
That's where the gold mines are, right?
There is gold.
Well, there is gold. People get married in Reno, typically get divorced about 2 weeks later.
Yeah. Well, it's been 30 plus years.
By Elvis, by the way.
Yeah.
Anyway, who is Doug Hinckley?
Who is Doug Hinckley?
Yeah, so I help companies grow. I have my own company. I'm also an executive advisor for federal procurement and contracting, all things federal procurement and contracting, with my partner, Charlie Hargett. And what we do today is we help companies grow through writing proposals in the eyes of a former contracting officer. So we have a team of former contracting officers from multiple agencies, from VA, DHA, from DOE, U.S. Air Force, that actually can help write proposals or review proposals in the eyes of a contracting officer. In addition to that, what I do mostly, personally, is I help companies grow by developing a business development pipeline, putting a best practices process into business development, into pipeline management, teaming companies on multiple different GWACs, AWACs, single award contracts with other companies to go in business for small business. We win as teams. We don't really win as companies. We win as teams. So that's how we win government business today. In addition, through my years of being in industry, in the military, I also do corporate strategy. So what is your corporate strategy? Before you get into the pipeline, decide what you do. What is your strategy? Who do you want to be? Where do you want to go? What are your target agencies? And develop that strategy so when we go after that pipeline, we're just really not just throwing stuff up against the wall. We've got a strategy. We've got good, we're developing relationships with teaming partners, and we're going and winning federal business.
Okay. So you're...
Go ahead. Well, I got to ask, what is... We talked GWACs and AWACs. You threw out a whole bunch of acronyms there.
WACs.
Well, we like acronyms.
We do, but
not
in everybody in the audience.
That's a good point. So government-wide acquisition vehicles such as Polaris, VETS2, Oasis Plus that is coming up, multiple different government-wide agency contract vehicles, which is really replacing a lot of the SAM.gov and, and reducing the amount of protests.
Government-wide that are out acquisition.
There. So government-wide acquisition vehicles, which are government-wide acquisition vehicles that the contracting officers can utilize to put competitive work down through task orders. Secondly, and AWACS are agency-wide vehicles.
He was looking at you like, Doug, you skipped the C again.
I'm like,
he's an engineer.
I keep
Doug.
Asking.
He's an engineer, Doug.
GWACS, GWACS, and you're like, government-wide vehicles, acquisition vehicles.
So government-wide acquisition.
It's the German pronunciation of the C.
It is.
I see why he called it Sierra with a C now.
That's a good one. I like that. Ba-boom.
So, Doug, bottom line, he goes from really helping an organization from the get-go, especially small government contractors, or if you want to be one, you know, get a hold of Doug, International Man of Mystery. But you start with identifying what your company wants to do, where you want to go, build out a strategy. Doug helps companies do that, to build that out. And then once you understand kind of where you want to go, what you want to do, then you move into the capture phase. Where Doug's also very good at is helping you identify those opportunities that will, and that's what he talks about, a pipeline, building a list or a number of opportunities throughout time, you know, near term, midterm, long term, things that you want to go after. And then the next question is, okay, well, how do we go after those? And so Doug works with a lot of 8As. He also works with other small government contractors and helps them with teaming.
What's an 8A?
Minority owned, so Hispanic, Black,
Alaskan Native, Hawaiian Native.
Yep.
And there are different categories within 8As as well.
Yes.
That's correct.
And that's a small business administration business category, a socioeconomic business category. And there's also woman-owned, hub-owned. I think those are about the big ones. But
service-able veterans. So what the government's doing is the government with the small business goals is really trying to push more business down to small companies. Why? In the last 10 years, in the last decade, we've reduced the amount of small business in this country, government contractors, by a third. And why is that? Because a lot of the small businesses is either left working for the government, or they've been bought out by larger businesses with the mergers and acquisitions. So we really have fewer small businesses with more small business goals from the administration. Right. So it's a great time to get into government contracting as a small business. And then if you're in one of the social economic categories, 8A, service-stable, veteran-owned business, woman-owned small business, or just small business, or hub zone, any of those social economic categories, there are set-asides, there are teams, there are opportunities to either get direct awards or team and win on a lot of those different categories. So it's a great time for small businesses to get into the government and start meeting some of those small business goals for the agency.
And small business opportunities are also, you know, we talk a lot about getting on contracts. A lot of times people think of, you know, you're going to go sit out with the government, you're going to be working with them. But there's a whole variety of opportunities out there, from advisory and assistance to engineering to production, building something, software, hardware, to providing services, janitorial services, stocking, you know, and then there's products, right? So maybe you develop a lid for a cup that the government uses, right, for all their coffee machines. I mean, there's a whole plethora of opportunities out there to support the government. And it's not just Department of Defense. It's all of U.S. government. It's also state and local government. So counties, cities, you know, there are actually it's just huge. And people, I think, don't understand that either.
Speaking of which, do you do much with state?
We do a little bit with state. GSA masks can be utilized by state, local, and federal. So we do some state. We mostly focus on the federal, but state's a little easier and quicker to get on. But as you say, Dennis, there's different strategies, and the strategy is you could try to prime, okay. But if you don't have that intimacy, I always say we'll find somebody who does. You can sub to a large contractor. So I call this the full spectrum strategy for working with the federal government. You can try to prime if you have intimacy, you have the right contract vehicle, or a lot of companies, they just want to sub because it's easy to sub. You can sub to a large, you can sub to another small, or you can team with another small on some of those set-asides.
If a small already has intimacy, or they already have that background experience. It's not always just about intimacy, too, right? It's about
exactly.
Do you have any experience with like or same capabilities?
Same capabilities, filling gaps. For. You can do SBIR, Small Business Innovative Research Projects. There's a company here in town that's grown very rapidly by that. So there's a plethora there's a full spectrum strategy, and where do you want to fit in that strategy? What makes sense for your company? Because if you're trying to prime, it may take years to prime. It's about really, Dennis, and it's about the relationships. If you have a relationship with a company, they like you, you're like-minded, and you develop that relationship, they could bring you in. We've got companies we're bringing in that have no gaps to fill, but they're like-minded. They want to work with them. We bring them in on task orders so they can fill some gaps, and then they're growing. They're getting full-time employees. They're getting past performance. So it's really all about relational, and what is your strategy to go in and win federal business.
Yeah, I made a note here about relationships and collaboration, and that goes back to the Smalls motto, but I also use that a lot, right? I mean, that's bottom line what it is. Do you know the customers? Do you know the other companies? Building those relationships and then collaborating.
What's the name of
our future book? I can't remember.
Never turn down a conversation,
thank you.
You know what? I like you saying that. I say that many times. I didn't know it was going to be your book.
Yeah.
Maybe I can write a little thing in the back, a little thing. But I tell people. Man,
reviewed by Doug. Doug doesn't know how to spell words.
I tell people never turn down an opportunity to have a conversation. I've walked into a. I walked into a conference one time, and this guy's walking next to me. We started talking, had nothing to do with the conference we was in. I said, what do you do? He says, what he does is, he said, I'm looking for a partner for this. I said, really? We got on a web call. We got with another company that he needed some to fill a gap.
Mm-hmm.
They went after a contract. They want a contract. So many, many times, never turn down. If you're going to work in your business and you're going to sit behind a computer and you're going to work in your business and you're not going to go out and be relational, it's going to be very tough to build a business if you're not working on the business too. As well as when you're a small company, you have to work in the business, yep. But you also need to work on the business. So what I've said by growing two small companies to sale in the past and now I help companies grow is the secret to growing a small business is putting the right process in at the right time and hiring the right people to help you grow that, surrounding yourself by very good people. And then let's throw one more in. In the federal business, developing relationships with teaming partners that you can go win business together.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Doug, you actually speak from a place of authority, really. So you were in the military for quite some time, and you're retired. And then you, as you mentioned briefly here, you've also been part of several growth companies, and you also started a couple companies. So you want to talk a little bit about that kind of, you don't have to say the company's names you don't want to, but kind of what you were doing and where you were going.
Yeah, no problem. But I'm not retired. Okay. I'm still a whitewater rafting guide.
So
I'm not retired. If you want to go whitewater rafting, you can come with me. So I'm not retired.
No, I didn't mean you retired from the military. That's what I said.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I can go with that. Yeah. I spent over 30 years in the military, on and off active duty. And while I was off of active duty, when I was on active duty, serving in Iraq, working at the Pentagon, exercises in Korea, in Europe, and around the world. So on and off active duty, while I was on off active duty, I started out as an engineer and then worked up through a program management for a Fortune 500 company, executive management, and then came to Colorado and helped a couple of small businesses grow. One from 800,000 to 20 million, and they got sold. They were sold off, and then the last one in 4 years from 1.5 million. 14 employees up to 160 employees at 35 million. So 1.8 million to 35 million in 4 years is
not bad.
That growth is chaotic growth, especially when you're developing a product, you're selling a product, you're selling a service. So chaotic growth. Do you really want to grow that fast? But yeah, from the inside, that's what we did. So if that experience from Fortune 500 companies working from the inside, and that leadership, selfless service leadership from the military, if we bring that into helping companies grow and understand who they are, I think it really says a lot about what a company wants to do and where do they want to go? What do they want to be when they grow up? Why are we developing this company? Why are we growing this? Why are we going out on our own and being an entrepreneur? And then when we find out the why and where you're going, how are we going to go win this business? And a lot of companies have been very, very successful by using this approach.
Yeah, no, that's good.
So, do you normally, when you pull these teams together, Are, do you also have, part of your guys' company, do you guys have people that work those projects once you win as well? Or do you get a piece of the pie as well, or are you just helping them, companies, other companies win the business?
That's a great question. I just help companies win business. So when, like today, I had two phone calls just coming here with teams looking for, they have a gap and they're looking for a company that can fill this gap. If you can bring a company to fill this gap, I need them on my team. Or do you have somebody that's relational in this way? So it's really bringing companies together. But what I do is I help bring companies together. I team them. I'm not in the long term trying to get a piece of pie. And I help companies grow. I don't work from the inside anymore. I work from the outside. I really want to utilize the experience of working in within companies up through the organizations, through a vast variety of positions, and the military experience that I have, to really help and mentor and help companies grow from the outside and really and then get tactical and develop that pipeline and actually go win business.
Okay. And hold on. Before you ask the next question, let's pause there. Write your question down because we're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we'll find out more about Dougie.
Business owners, looking for out-of-the-box solutions? Five Star Bank's Business Solutions Group is here to help you with all your financing needs. When you need a creative, innovative approach that goes beyond traditional solutions, think of Five Star Bank. We care about the growth of our local business community. With offices in Colorado Springs, Denver, and Trinidad, Five Star Bank is easy to find. Visit 5star.bank to connect with us today. That's the number 5, STAR.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to this week's Smallcast Podcast. This week we have Mr. Doug Hinckley, CEO extraordinaire.
He's got a lot of hats.
Yeah, lots of hats.
I always ask him, so Doug, what do you do? He always says, which customer do you want me to, what am I talking about? And I'm like, I don't know.
He's like us, right?
He is, the ADHD.
You got to tell us which hat we're wearing when we sit down for a conversation because they could merge.
Yeah, it could be Quantum. It could be Smalls. It could be...
Well, right after this, I'm heading up to Denver and...
Ecosi.
I'm wearing Ecosi hat, Smalls, and Quantum all at one time.
Well, I was told by somebody one time I have 5 different personalities. You know, you have
the cat.
Well, they have
the ex-wife.
Let's think about it. You have the personality of being a parent when you're a parent.
Yeah.
Yep.
As a military leader, you have a personality of being a leader.
Yep.
As an executive, you have a personality of being an executive.
Yep.
Hanging around Nate and Dennis, you have the personality of hanging around Nate
fish,
and Dennis.
Of wet fish.
So your personalities can change, and if you have the same, you know, dull personality the whole time, how you gonna
so
get
so Doug,
your
I want to change gears real quick because you know
I'm scared.
You were like so just so you know, all this stuff is gonna be broken. We like to have fun during the podcast. That's part of the podcast. So I do want to talk a little bit about your hobbies though. And I'm not talking about ladies here or anything like that, but I do want to talk about whitewater rafting.
Whitewater
Doug
rafting.
Is a certified. You're like the highest certified whitewater rafting guy out there, right?
No, I'm way down.
Are you?
I'm just way down here.
How did you get in? First of all, how did you get into that? And then you do a lot of. So I don't. People out there, if you want to talk to Doug about whitewater rafting and maybe get on a whitewater trip with him, he does day trips, overnight trips, he does the whole shebang. But go ahead.
Well, that's a great question. So back in 2000, a few years ago, we had I was coming to Fort Carson, mm-hmm. and we had about 350 soldiers in a battalion who were coming here to do some exercises. So I set up a whitewater rafting trip we put 100 soldiers down the river. And we did that with the Air Force Academy Outdoor Recreation Program, and Peterson Outdoor Recreation Program. Since then, I fell in love with rafting. So
did
that's
all of them come back?
That's why I wanted all of them came back. Well, we had one swim down the gorge, but no, I'm kidding. But he was back in 2 seconds. But
we had a guy swim down the gorge.
He was back in 2 seconds. He jumped out of a perfectly good raft, and he jumped back in like a fish. But I fell in love, and that's when I was. I'll be honest with you. I was working in the Pentagon, 2005 to 2007. In the Army Operations Center, and I'm thinking, where do I want to be when I grow? Where do I want? And I fell in love with Colorado. Hmm. I came here to Breckenridge earlier. I came whitewater rafting, and I said, what would it be like to be those guys? So
You want to be one of those guys.
One of those guys that are going up and
like
down that.
Dennis and Nate.
Going up down that road, guys. Getting on a, taking people down.
I mean, all the opportunities that are here,
rafting.
Right?
Yeah.
There's fishing, because I know you fish. Fishing, skiing, whitewater rafting.
Yeah. So I came here for a startup company, just a little post-startup, and I came here at a risk from having a much, you know, a secure job. And I said, I want to come to Colorado. Brought my kids over, came for kind of a startup company. We grew them. And I fell in love with it. And so I continued to raft with my family and with Boy Scouts and different folks over the time. And one day I was in an overnight and they said, hey, you should be a raft guide. Hmm. And I said, well, that's what 22-year-old kids do. I'm only 20. I'm only 26.
That's right.
Yeah. And with kids, right? And I thought about it. And I said, why not? So I went ahead and did the training, and I've been a whitewater rafting guide for over 10 years for the Air Force Academy Outdoor Rec. So we bring military families and their guests and retired military, and now veterans can go utilize those outdoor rec programs. So I work for the Air Force Academy Outdoor Rec program.
Every year.
Do they have their own rafts, or do you guys rent the rafts from?
Oh, no. Air Force Academy has an entire outdoor rec program. We have our own rafting program, all certified guides. We have a certified rock climbing program.
Yeah.
So it's much lower cost.
You pay for it when you go on the trips. We did it last year at the company, remember? We all paid for it.
But it's lower cost than typically the...
it's augmented or whatever.
It's self-sufficient. But anyways, we have a great program, new rafts, some of the best equipment, the best trained people.
Where's the coolest place you've rafted? You mostly just do here along the Arkansas, right? Have you rafted outside of here?
Yeah, I rafted. Probably the coolest place I rafted was in the Alps of southern France.
Oh,
that was a pretty harrowing
experience. That was not you rafting. That was you going on a rafting.
That
trip.
Was me going on a raft. And screaming and yelling because you know there was nothing ever stopped on the Alps. You know, just go straight down.
Well, I always thought it was funny. People say they raft here. That's good, and I see them all the time. I live next to the Arkansas, so I see it all summer long. Spring, summer, fall. Fall not so much because you know.
No, falls.
Okay. But where do people? When you see people doing those. Kayaking, like a single kayaks with a skirt where you can roll. Is there any place in Colorado you can do that? Because I'd be rolling and I'd smack a boulder on my face.
No, I mean, you could do that on the entire Arkansas River, Colorado River. But I will tell you, I'm going to tell you a secret. I'm going to tell you a secret. Are you ready? Are you sitting down?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are.
You sitting down?
Yes, okay. We are.
I'm going to tell you a secret. The Arkansas River in Colorado is the most rafted river in the Western Hemisphere.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
So they put down... Sometimes 500,000 people raft that river. That doesn't include kayakers and all the other people that utilize that river. So this is some of the best rafting in the entire country.
In the world.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Where I'm from, they call this a river. Right? Where I'm from, a river is 3 miles wide. Right?
Yeah.
Missouri.
Yeah.
Are you from the Gulf of Mexico?
No. Yeah. No. North Dakota.
They have rivers in North
Dakota. Missouri River runs right through it. James River. And, very interesting.
Well, I didn't know you were from North Dakota, but glad I learned something about your name.
There you go. Tell.
White boy from North Dakota, northern redneck.
Every once in a while, I can hear in his accent.
About Southern Canada.
And then he's always like, God, we need some brats and potatoes around here.
Sausages. And somebody keeps knocking on the door over here.
I hear it, yeah.
Oh, well.
I don't know who it is.
They must want in.
They do. They can't come in. We're recording live.
Not live, but we're recording.
Yeah.
Is this live?
No, it's not live.
I'm kidding.
No. So he's loosening up now. He's past the anxiety now. He's on the podcast with us. He's come to be with us. He's present.
Oh, wow.
So what else? So I know you also do fishing, and you're also involved with a lot of veteran activities out there. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, that's a good question.
We can put a plug in for them, too.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll put a plug in for Charlie 22 Outdoors. Charlie 22 Outdoors. You really should go to their website. Charlie 22 Outdoors is a nonprofit organization which helps veterans come together and do outdoor functions. And we just had one up in Buena Vista where we had about 75 veterans come up and fishing, stay in a lodge, family style dining, and it was great. So bringing veterans together. Also a part of an archery group. We do archery on Fridays. And then another group where we do horseback riding every other Wednesday. So really, you know, bringing.
Oh, I didn't know about the horseback riding.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Get on a horse. And,
I know what horseback riding is.
Yeah, you should come. You're a veteran. You're a veteran. You can come.
I should.
You know.
So that fishing trip was up at Spring Canyons. I'll put a little plug in for them too. Spring Canyons up by Buena Vista there, just up Cottonwood. Creek Pass? Is it Cottonwood Pass? Cottonwood Pass.
Yeah, Cottonwood, yeah, exactly.
And so there's another opportunity for folks out there. And then I also belong to Veterans Expeditions. VeteransExpeditions.com, I think, is their website. They also offer opportunities. They're usually free, right, Doug? So the fishing trip is free.
100% all free. Yeah. Even your travel's paid for. I mean, yeah. these are well funded. People want to help veterans get together. And I'll tell you, if we were to wrap this all together, successful companies play hard, but they also work hard. Work hard, but they also play hard. If you're working 22 hours, if everything is just your business, you might be doing the wrong thing for your for your emotional stability, for your family, the people around you. Yep. You burn yourself out. You burn people. But the successful companies I work with do things together. And as a matter of fact, I'll put a plug in for a company up in Denver, Inspire Corporation. Inspire Corporation, they're the type of company that they're a really family company or family oriented company, great people, great owners, great folks. And they take their company every so often. They do fun things. They took their company whitewater rafting together. So really, you know, it's more than just growing a company, unless you just want to try to, you know, try it. It's for money only, but it's really about the experience. It's a life journey of being around like-minded people, taking care of people. You know, in the military, the Army, you know, the Army values, right? Selfless service, you know, loyalty. So really that the experience and the journey through life, more than just, hey, I'm going to go try to make money so that, you know, someday I can retire. And then you get to that time, it's like, well, I'm so used to making money, I can't retire. I don't have any hobbies. So it's really that whole holistic approach.
So what you're telling me is you're ready to retire because you have a lot of hobbies? Okay, no, we'll leave that one.
It's what I heard him say, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
That's right.
That's what it really is.
And favorite slogans.
And that is hard for people.
I'm glad I made it up on the spot right now.
And that's really hard for people because you look at that, just especially military, especially entrepreneurs, you're looking at that destination and that's what you're focused on. But sometimes we forget about the journey. And the journey about sitting here with two great people, like-minded people like yourselves, doing great things for
really
people.
That
is the journey. This is the journey. You and I had lunch on Friday. We talked about life.
Relationships. That's what matters. Yeah. We just said relationships and connections. Hey, so real quick, Doug. So how do people get a hold of you? I know you have an office down at Catalyst Campus. You're typically found there and horseback. You can see him on horseback, I guess, on Wednesdays. Anyways, how do people find you? How do they hook up with you?
Well, the way they could hook up with me, they get on LinkedIn and connect on LinkedIn. But you can connect with me with my email address, dhinkley@outlook.com.
And Hinkley is?
Yeah, dhinkley@outlook.com. And my phone number, you can give me a call, text, phone, 719-619-6944. Now I forgot my phone number.
I don't know what it is either.
719-696-4696. 719-696-4696. And you get a hold of Nate. But I'd love to have a conversation with you because never turned down an opportunity to have a conversation.
That's right.
We have a couple webinars that we do and things like that. You can join those.
We need to talk about that. Sorry. Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that. We got to put a big
plug
in for that.
I'm glad that you're glad.
Yeah. So Doug is doing a webinar on an upcoming large GWAC contract. It's called Oasis Plus. So why don't you talk about that?
Yeah. Before I talk about that, I want to talk about just one other. I also teach, work with very closely with PTAC, and every quarter I teach business development strategy corporate strategy and business development pipeline. So if you want to attend that or just give me a call and we can go over some of that stuff. But as far as the government-wide acquisition contract vehicle, that's what GWAC stands for. So Oasis Plus, which...
No, it doesn't. It's an S at the end, S-G-Y-E. Not a V.
acquisition contract. Okay, but anyways, government-wide acquisition.
You see the light come on? I'm going to put a light above his head right there.
All right, so here we go. No, but I believe the Oasis Plus... contract vehicle coming out is going to be the biggest contract. Well, it is the biggest contract vehicle that GSA-wide, government-wide, this is not specific to an agency, to NGA, or to the U.S. Air Force. This is not only replacing Oasis, but it's much, much bigger than that.
And it's a hunting license, right?
Yeah, it's a hunting license.
You can't play unless you're on there.
Now, is this the Oasis Plus, is that the one for any contracts that are $100 million or over?
No.
That was
Astro.
Yeah, so OASIS is really taking, let's talk a little bit about how it got there. If you take a look at VETS 2, if you take a look at COSP 3, if you take a look at a lot of these other type of contract vehicles, and they're very specific to a socioeconomic category, they're very specific to an NAICS code, the OASIS Plus is actually going to have multiple NAICS codes, for the first time ever, all of the different social economic categories. So 8A, service disabled veteran-owned business, woman-owned small business, hub zone, and then they're going to have an unrestricted so that the large companies can be on this contract. So a contracting officer can now look at this contract vehicle of their choice and put a task order down there, reduces the risk of protest. They know that the company's on the task order. Those teams, again, let's talk teams. It's not a company, it's teams, and you could not even have all the points in yourself. Those teams have the ability to fulfill that work.
Right.
And then you can do that work. But here's the difference between this GWAC. It's multiple domains. It's multiple NAICS. It's not like a Polaris or a VETS 2 where it's just computer or IT. It's multiple. It's going to have facilities. It's going to have environmental NAICS codes. It's going to have research and development. It's going to have tests and engineering. It's going to have intelligence. So multiple NAICS codes, multiple domains. It's the first time ever that the government will have a contract vehicle.
Now, it's almost an all-encompassing contract vehicle where they can kind of do whatever they want to do.
And here's why they're doing it, Dennis. The important part is there's hundreds, thousands of contracts that go out from the government, and there's only so many contracting officers.
Right.
So it takes time to go through and do the market research, and it takes time, and then the protests and the RFPs. This contract vehicle could be the contracting officer's choice to put it down there, not have to go through the market research, not have to go through all of those different competitions, and just put it down one of these contract vehicles, and only those teams and companies on that contract vehicle compete as a prime. So it's really...
So it would behoove companies out there to at least look at it and see how you might be able to fit on there. And you are offering a series of webinars.
Yeah, and the next one is next Tuesday morning.
What's next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday. What's the date?
4th of October.
Tuesday.
Something like that. Let's look real quick here.
It's the 4th of October. What time?
Yeah, next Tuesday, 4 October, at 9 o'clock Mountain Standard Time.
Okay.
And
it is on the Smalls calendar. So if you don't if you don't get the Smalls newsletter, you can look at the calendar at www.thesmalls.org, and you can see that on there and register for it. There is a small fee; it's not too expensive.
Actually, we put it out for you now.
Oh, you did.
It's with my partner Charlie Hargett from Federal Procurement and Contracting.
Oh,
and that's who we do business. That's
okay.
We work together doing business. So we're putting out. Hey. What is OASIS Plus?
Okay.
What is it all about? How do you get on it? Really, and talk about it because it's a pretty complex.
When does it come out?
It's predicted that the final RFP will actually come out just after the first of the year. So it's the draft RFP is out.
This is a good time to find out about
it.
It's
a great time. How many companies are going to allow on it?
That's a great question. Any teams who make it's not like Polaris where it's only the top 100 companies. Every team who scores. Enough points above the threshold will be on it depending on what the NAICS, what the domain is and Dennis says it's
more of a license to hunt. So
once
you get on this, it doesn't mean you won work. It means
now you will get opportunities
coming to you to say, hey, do you want to bid on this job now?
Yeah. But if you're not on it, you're not teaming with somebody, you may not have the opportunity to ever bid on those.
Yep.
So it's a really important license to hunt. And it streamlines the acquisition process for the contracting officers in the government and for government contractors.
So you make a good point. If we don't get on it
now,
and let's say you're on it later on and you come to me, can you come to me and say, hey, I'm missing this. I don't have this part of my team. You have it. Can you bring us on later?
Absolutely. As a subcontractor, we can bring you on later.
Okay. To just can't be a prime. Gaps.
Yeah. Okay.
But it behooves you to get on a team now, because if you're on that team now, whether you bring points or not, when those task orders come out, you're on that team. We're not looking for people. We have a team that can fill those gaps.
Yeah.
We put it down to the
team. You're kind of behind the power curve.
Yeah, okay, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So October 4th, you're doing a webinar. And then I think it's every month, right? So you're doing it in October. Maybe, is it twice in October, actually?
I think it's every other month. I'd have to look at the schedule. Mm-hmm. It might be every month. But, yeah, we're doing it consistently. If you go to that web link, they'll give all the dates that we're doing it.
Yep.
And you're going to give me that web link so I can put it in the show notes.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on our newsletter.
Sign up through Evan Bright on your newsletter and get on that, and we'd love to have you there.
Yeah.
It's free. come and learn about Oasis Plus Contract, and then ask any questions that you have.
Yep, and that's why we wanted him on, actually, today, was because we want to get this out so that the word can get out about his webinar.
It'll be out next week.
Do a little marketing there, a little threading the marketing. So, okay.
Anything else, sir?
Yeah, any other great things you want to tell the massive audience, or, you know, Elon Musk, President Biden, all the people that listen to podcasts?
Well, I want to tell you, first of all, we live in a great country, and I appreciate both of you. I appreciate your friendships, and
yeah.
And hey, live life and enjoy yourself and be kind all the time.
There you go.
Sweet.
Doug Hinckley, International
Be Kind
Man
Rewind. Oh, wait, I'm showing my age now. That's a blockbuster thing. So I was just watching a TikTok late last night, early this morning. A lady my age, so in her
20s,
grew up in the 90s, you know, high school in the 90s. She's like, I know I'm old now. And she goes through, she's at a costume shop.
A nursing home?
No, she's at a costume shop for Halloween. Halloween's coming up right in one month from now. And she's like, I'm trying to buy my kids some costumes. And I come across, you know, all the stuff that the 90s girls used to wear, the same clothes, are now costumes. And she said the worst one, she grabbed, apparently they have props, and they have a prop of a VHS that says Blockbuster across it. She's like, I'm so old now.
You know what a VHS tape was?
If you know what Blockbuster was.
Yeah,
What is Blockbuster? I haven't heard of it.
Yeah. Well, that's because...
He's going backwards. Yes.
So it came after your time of the silent films.
Oh, wow.
I can play this game. Right. I play it all day long with these guys. So.
Nate, Dennis, age is how you feel.
That's
right. You'll live life and you can be whatever age you want, any age you want.
God, I'm like 100.
I feel really old today, so...
Well, Doug, thanks for coming on today. This was great, as always, and I look forward to our next lunch together here coming up soon. And also, again, don't forget to reach out to Doug if you are a startup business or even, you know, moving forward and you don't feel like you have a good enough business strategy yet. Get a hold of Doug, and he'll also help you connect with some of these other. He's got a pretty vast network of small companies out there across the country, not just here in Colorado. So if you are interested in that, please reach out to us, and we'll put you in touch with him or him directly. And or if you want to go whitewater rafting, Doug's all down for that. So it's kind of late yet now.
Doug's down for pretty much anything. You want to go camping, Doug will take you camping.
Horseback riding. Fishing.
Hey,
a lot of
skiing. We got skiing coming up. We're already talking skiing. That's... Next, and
sailing is next. So let's go sailing.
While getting his coffee, he was telling me about a sailing.
That's right.
Potential
Doug
here.
The sailor. I can see him with his little captain hat on. All right, let's kill this.
Okay. Okay. With that, Doug, thanks for joining us. And till next week, Just Nate signing off.
Thanks for listening.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Smalls Cast podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you at the next episode.
See you at the next episode.